Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the naming of the iconic cultural centre in Jaffna, built with Indian assistance, as Thiruvalluvar Cultural Centre. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is also a testament to the deep cultural, linguistic, historical and civilizational bonds between the people of India and Sri Lanka." Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will attend the 20th Foundation Day celebrations of the NTRF in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh today. On this occasion, the Home Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 200 crore rupees. The premises of three important centres, including the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management, campus of the 10th Battalion of the NDRF, and premises of the Regional Response Centre in Supaul will be inaugurated today. Mr. Shah will also lay the foundation stone for a new integrated indoor shooting range at the National Police Academy or NPA in Hyderabad, where IPS probationary officers will be trained in firing skills. During this visit, the Home Minister will also inaugurate the state government's regional forensic science laboratory building in Tirupati. A CBI court in Chandigarh has convicted Inspector General of Police IG Zahoor Haider Zaidi and eight other police personnel for the custodial murder of Suraj, one of the accused in the 2017 Kot Khai rape and murder case in Himachal Pradesh's Shimla district. The trial was conducted in the CBI court in Chandigarh following the Supreme Court's order. The quantum of punishment in this case will be announced on January 27. After being convicted, IG Zahoor Haider Zaidi and eight other police personnel have been taken into custody. However, due to lack of witness statements and evidence, the then SV D.W. Negi, who was also named in the case, has been acquitted. The accused Suraj was murdered in the Kot Khai police station's lockup 14 days after the Guria murder case. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects, or GEP, report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest-growing large economy for the next two fiscal years. The report highlights that growth in the country's services sector is expected to remain robust, while manufacturing activity will strengthen. Private consumption in the country is also likely to gain momentum, driven by a stronger labour market, increased access to credit, and lower inflation. The ongoing Mahakumbh Mela 2025 in Prayagraj has been witnessing a huge turnout of devotees and pilgrims. Over 7 crore and 72 lakh devotees and pilgrims have attended the Mahakumbh so far and have taken a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam. Beyond the Sangam, the Mahakumbh Mela has also ignited tourism across Uttar Pradesh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded that Israel will not proceed with the Gaza ceasefire deal until Hamas provides a list of the names of 33 hostages to be freed in the first phase today. It comes hours before the ceasefire deal was slated to be held. Netanyahu has also highlighted that Israel will not tolerate any violations of the ceasefire agreement and holds Hamas fully responsible. And in the Cricket World Cup, Indian men's and women's teams have showcased their impressive performance in the semi-final matches, securing their spots in the finals. In a thrilling game, the Indian men's team defeated South Africa 62-42 in New Delhi yesterday evening. Indian men's team will now face Nepal in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.